or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With clear results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, it's time for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Give Matt Martin a call where comfort exceeds expectations. It's getting colder out there. Make sure your heating unit is working. They'll get you hooked up over there. Bombers up on the high side by 21 points here at halftime. We'll take a look at the stats from Mountain Home. Only five guys have scored, but seven have played. Ethan Rosa and Drew McGee are scoreless so far. Rhett Gilbert's got 10 points. Tyler Podwoski with four. Ryder McLean's got 7 points. Blake Tate's got 11, and Jackson Corp leads all scorers with 12 points. On the Shiloh Christian side, it's been really spread out for them as Joby Butler had the opening layup of the game for them. He's got two. Duke Bowman's got 2 points. Jude Humphrey with 5 points. Nick Hopper with 4 points. Silas Nance with 3 points. And Aiden Hagen with 2 points for the Saints. So it was a good fast-paced half for Mountain Home as they were able to get out and run. You know, just do what they do. They've been hitting a lot of threes. You know, they've hit 7 threes so far. They hit probably about 7 or 8 a half, so they're about at their quota. Mountain Home, they've actually were close to setting a state record a couple weeks ago in Northwest Arkansas. They went to Rogers. They hit 17 threes, which is the fourth most threes hit by one team in a boys' game in the history of the state of Arkansas. The most was Guy Perkins with 22. That was about 1990 or so. They were hanging 100 on everybody, it seemed like. So we are still here at halftime. 5.5 minutes to go in the halftime. The Bombers just cruising here. We will have the Lady Bomber basketball game for you here on Classic Hits 101.7. Brad Coleman and Matt Norcross will have the call for you there. Our friends at the Springdale Athletic Foundation, or SAF, as they call them, will have the broadcast for you. I believe that's Zach Arntz of Ruskin and Zach will have the call on that one. You can watch the broadcast there. Just search it up. Or if you want an easier way, You can go to the Mountain Home Athletics app, available on the Apple and Google Play Store, or you can go to mhbombersports.com, watch the broadcast there. It will have the game before them. That's the Oklahoma Flame and Greene County Tech. So it'll still have the Lady Bomber game on there, but it'll just be one continuous broadcast there. That'll tip off about 7:30 from Springdale Bulldog Arena. That should be a good one there. That's the battle of the two unbeaten teams in that classic there. Mountain Home looking to go 2-0 there, or 3-0 there, and 2-0 here in Farmington and Cardinal Country. Hashtag Cardinal Nation at the top of the stadium. About 4.5 minutes to go here in the halftime here. Mountain Home's upcoming games, they will be on the road to Nettleton for their last road test of the non-conference season. They'll go into that's always a fun place to play over there. That's a hectic environment, Mountain Home and Nettleton. Nettleton's been just beating the tar out of some folks around the state, and boys, girls, they're really good. They beat undefeated Westside Greers Ferry. It's one of the favorites early on in Class 1A. That'll be that was a good game. Nettleton, it should be two good games over there in Nettleton. And then on Friday, we got some hanger hoops finally. The Lady Bomber basketball team will be back home as they'll take on the Rogers Heritage War Eagles. That will be on Friday. I believe that is just JV and varsity girls. I don't know a time exactly. I believe it is 4:30 start time, but we got hanger hoops for the first time in a month and a half. One of the teams is playing in the hangar. I don't think I've ever seen a stretch like this where neither team was at home, but it'll be the first home game of the year for the Lady Bombers outside of their benefit game against Batesville, their exhibition game against Batesville. But the Bombers had one against Fortsman Northside. They came up short there. That was a fun environment over there. That was loud. It was like mid-January over there. And then after that, the Bomber boys will be in the Border War at North Arkansas College in West Belfont, Arkansas, as they will be taking on the Fairgrove Eagles of Missouri. Four Arkansas schools and four Missouri schools. The only other game I remember from the schedule, Izard County and Harrison will be the nightcap there. They always have Harrison the final game over there in the Border War over there. And then Christmas break, and then we'll have the Atlas Asphalt Tournament from Mountain Home, Arkansas. It's going to be a great tournament. But in the meantime, we're going to wrap up halftime here on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, where comfort exceeds expectations. Those game stats we presented to you were brought to you by Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. When it feels like home, it heals like home. We'll take a short little break. Bombers up 21 here in the second half. We'll get you the second half of action here in just a moment. This is Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory, whether buying or selling.